All right, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are getting a company update from Vizsla Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA and on the OTCQB under the symbol VIZSF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Mike Connert. Now, Mike, I wanted to follow up on a news release that came out earlier this week. January 12th, we had some drill results. Two holes in particular that were released from this Tejitos vein zone. Now, the headline number, this was hole 6. Impressive results. You got a little over 1,600 grams per ton silver equivalent over about 7.5 meters. So a nice strike intersection there. Within this drill result, there was a really high grade result of over 3 kilograms silver equivalent. That was over 1.5 meters. Now, Mike, we haven't heard much about this Tejitos zone, and so far the company has drilled 14 holes here. 6 have come back from the labs. Hole 6 is one of the best holes that you have. You have a table breaking down all the holes so far. Hole 1 was also very impressive. Give us a little insights on the Tejitos zone and what these drill results so far are telling you.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. So, you know, Tejitos here sits about 500 meters east from the Napoleon vein corridor and another kind of parallel vein structure running essentially north-south there. And, you know, this is super encouraging from Tejitos. It's an area, Tejitos actually translated to English means little holes. And so this is an area that's been mined by the old timers probably 100 plus years ago. And we're drilling this this high-grade material over great widths, you know, around some of these mine voids. So it just demonstrates that as we go deeper and as we're continuing to drill along Tejitos here, the potential to find whatever the old timers were mining at depth or in another ore shoot exists. And that's why we're excited about Tejitos. We think there's a huge amount of upside here.
Now, in terms of a little bit more background on this Tejitos vein, what drew you to this area? What are some of the historic workings? And where exactly is it located compared to, say, the larger Napoleon vein corridor?
Yeah, so this it's just about half a kilometer away from Napoleon. It's I think we've traced this now for about a kilometer on Tejitos in the general Cinco Señores area. And what brought us here is actually some of our great team members down at Panuco are local to the area. In particular, one of our geologists has worked in the region for 30 years or so. And, you know, he's been guiding us to some of these excellent targets. So, you know, this was one that I suppose he had heard about from the miners in the area and brought us there, and we sampled it. Found some excellent grade and you know, looked at, saw the workings and decided that this was a, you know, top priority target for us. Of course, we are drilling, you know, we have one rig here at Tejitos, two on Napoleon and two on Cordon de Oro. So it's not our main focus, but this is an additional opportunity to build ounces and put together ounces for a global resource at Panuco.
Now, do you guys have any time frame in terms of putting that global resource out for Panuco? Because you do have 5 drills on site. You guys have been drilling aggressively here. So is there a general time frame of when a resource might come out?
Yeah, I would say, you know, we are doing resource drilling across the district. We'll likely add more rigs throughout the year. You know, so it's possible we may have one at the end of the year. But, you know, it's not something that I'm necessarily putting guidance on because, you know, I think, you know, we certainly don't want to come out too early with the resource, and so we want to be able to have, you know, a full year of successful drilling before we rush out with something.
So then, in terms of the areas that you guys are drilling, again, 5 drills, drilling 3 areas. Tejitos only has 1 drill on it. What are you trying to prove out by all of this drilling? Obviously, it is to show some sort of size and scale, but take us through, again, the strategy of the drill program currently.
So we put out an excellent press release that Charles Funk and his team put together, basically talking about the 122 targets across the district and kind of our criteria for each target to be in a category. And The final category is advanced drilling or resource drilling. And so as we move these early stage targets from development, sampling, mapping into resource drilling, there has to be, you know, a minimum of 5 to 10 million ounces of potential resource for us to kind of continue to drill a target. And what we're looking for is ore shoots that have size and grade that are going to provide us with significant resources. So significant resources would be in excess of 5 to 10 million ounces. And, what we're really looking for are some of these larger ore shoots that we've seen in the district that have been mined out. You know, those would be 30 to 40 million ounces of silver equivalent. And that's what we're looking for. If we can rapidly add several of those together into a resource, I think that would be really successful. And that's what we're, you know, Napoleon is shaping up to be an excellent ore shoot in that sense. Cordon d'Oro is shaping up to be an excellent ore shoot. And we're continuing to make new discoveries and drill multi-kilo or kilo numbers in these discoveries. So the future is really promising for that. But of course, it just takes the work of of drilling. And look, we're aggressively doing that. We're Mexico's most aggressive explorer on a district scale down here.
Yeah, and you know what? Drill results really are the catalyst that can drive these stocks, and it has driven Vizsla higher, but the company has kind of been stuck in a range recently, and even on the back of these Tajitos drill results, the stock didn't exactly pop higher. So where do you see some of the catalysts coming from the drilling or something that can, I guess, bring some renewed attention to this stock? You guys are still doing fine stock-wise, but again, where's that catalyst going to come from?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think eventually, as we continue to put out more and more of these results, I think eventually it just really starts to pick up momentum again. But you're right, we are kind of trading in that range of $1.60 to $1.80 type movements there. I think any other kind of positive news from the deal structure, any steps towards us being able to acquire the assets early would be positive. But another thing that I'm not sure if the market really caught, and it wasn't something we really put out in a headline format, but we are creating value for our shareholders through a copper spin out, and I mentioned that in my shareholder letter. So as I we talk more about that and bring that a little bit closer to with the market's attention, I think there's the potential for an improvement in the share price on that as many shareholders enjoy getting free shares in a spin-out company.
So it might be early on to say, but what other information can you give us on this proposed spin-out? Because, look, Vizsla is a silver explorer in Mexico. What's this copper project that you guys are looking at spinning out that clearly wasn't really gaining you guys any value?
Yeah, this is a project that we identified a couple of years ago and brought into Vizsla. It's a district scale copper porphyry project, kind of up in that Huckleberry, Surge, Utsa area. It's called the Blueberry Project, kind of a play on Huckleberry, I suppose. And, it's the ground is just south of a discovery. I believe it was 100 meters of, 0.5% or something like that from a previous operator to the north of us. So we know that there's copper porphyry targets there. It's an area that we could go explore, but I think it's, I mentioned in the letter as well that, we may add new assets to the company, as well as we spin it out. Now, this isn't going to be a distraction, for Vizsla. It's going to be a way for Vizsla shareholders, of course, management and directors, we are shareholders, we're aligned with our shareholders. We want to create value. And, this is a way to kind of, create other value, but also signal that we're focused entirely on, our Panuco project in Mexico, which I believe is the potential to, become Mexico's next large producer of silver and gold.
All right, well, we'll follow up as we get some more information, some more news regarding that spin out. But, it does make sense, especially how much some copper plays are running right now. So try to get some value for that project. Wrap us up then, Mike, with a general overview of news flow, what investors can expect from all the drilling and any other corporate activities as we progress through, let's say, the next couple months.
Well, we'll have more results out from the project in the coming weeks here. And then again, it's just more and more drilling and finding ways to optimize the value of the project, you know, through corporate work in the background and through other developments in the area. So I think it's an exceptionally exciting time for the company.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the update. These were some nice drill results. So it's nice to get you on the show, get a little bit more color on this Tejitos vein zone as well, because this was really one of the earlier times that we have talked about it. And Mike, I appreciate your time on this weekend show. Everybody, keep the emails coming. Fleck@kereport.com. Be sure to check in on our daily editorials day after day. And hey, I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend. Same to you, Mike.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.